I have a little bit more to say, actually, on this item. So I don't support this motion. The reason why, ultimately, I come down to in this new reality that we live in with COVID, and what does post-COVID look like? I'm not sure that we can guarantee that this time next year we're going to be in an ideal place then at that point. So it's almost as if we're delaying the inevitable. Feedback I've received from other trustees, from teachers, from parents is, yes, they support the content of the curriculum, and these are good changes that we're prioritizing as a province. So I would love to see our students learning this, but this is an exceptional time in our history, so I see the need for grace to be applied, and yes, it's a big change in the middle of what's a big other change where we don't really know what school year looks like, but grace in small incremental changes in the classroom. So I imagine any time any government releases major changes to the curriculum 2 months before the next school year, chances are that come September, it's not going to be rolled out on day one. There are also timelines to curriculums too, where at certain times of the year, certain subjects are the focus. So with that, I would just say that we can't guarantee that next year is going to be the better time. I think that it's important that we get these math concepts, even coding, which I would say our program department has been working towards, and just accepting that this is what math looks like now in Ontario. But not really a question, just a comment about why I'm not agreeing. I do understand the intention behind the motion, but ultimately I think that this is something that our teachers can adapt to for next year.
Thank you, Trustee Buck. Trustee Danko.
Thank you, and through the chair, the secondary did have a few comments prepared. I want to note that the be it resolved statement says that we would delay the implementation of the new math curriculum until COVID-19 related school operation changes are well established and resources can be directed to rolling out the new curriculum in a responsible way. And I think that's important to note, that we're not talking about finding the perfect time where we have no concerns at all that we have to consider. This would be once we get through this fall and we have different plans established that we've worked through, I think we will be in a position to start looking at supporting teachers and rolling this curriculum out. And I will say that I support and I'm very excited about the new math curriculum. It's really just the timing that I have concerns with. As we know, boards were informed late in June that the new curriculum was to be implemented for September during a pandemic, when we obviously have an extensive staff workload that has been focused on options for return to school. And we've heard tonight that our first few PD days and pretty much to the month of September at a minimum, we will be focusing in on the safe return to school, safety protocols, supporting students through the return to school. So this is not really an ideal time to roll out a new curriculum successfully. And to be honest, as I mentioned, I'm very excited about this math curriculum. I think it has really important aspects to it, but I want it to work well. I want this to be a success. So I think when we look at what this fall will look like, there won't be the focus on new curriculum. There will be a focus on determining the gaps from the learning in the spring. So teachers need time to stop and assess and address learning gaps. So I really do support this request for delay in the rollout, not until the perfect time, but until we've established a return to school in a safe way. We've supported staff and students through that, and then we can start looking forward to a new way of doing math. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Trustee Danko. Trustee Deek.
Similar to Trustee Danko, I do support the new math curriculum, but I don't think the timing is right for all the reasons that were stated. I just have a question for clarification. I understand, was it OSSTF or ETSO that submitted a letter asking for it to be delayed a year? I believe I saw that. Is that correct? Hello?
Sorry, I was on mute for a long time. what I was stating is that if you turn to page 5-2, you will see that it's all the unions, AEFO, EPFO, OS, and OSSTF. And I'm just going to pause you for a moment and get a quick vote to extend. I'm going to do it by another 30 minutes, but we don't have to take that all. So I'll have it moved by Trustee D, seconded by Trustee Buck. Anyone voting against? Hearing none, it passes, and you can continue, Penny.
Okay, so they all sent letters asking for it to be postponed for a year. Was there any response to those letters that you know of?
I don't. The article's provided. It's from the it's a media release that they had sent. So I do not have any information on that.
Okay. No, that's fine. I support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Deep, I will note I'd raised the question on it with the minister a couple weeks ago, like when it first broke. He was pretty insistent that it was going to go forward, that he did feel that now is the right time to introduce it. So, indicative of any response that he had given, the unions, I would assume it would have been the same and that he would have had a consistent message. But I can only say to what he personally responded to my question. So moving along to Trustee Galindo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Trustee Danko and Trustee Miller both summarized my views perfectly. We've heard a lot tonight about how much teachers and staff will have on their plate come September amid COVID-19. So to me, this motion is common sense. So for that reason, I support the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we still have Trustee Mulholland on the line?
I wonder why you keep asking. Come on, though. I don't have a question. I do not support this motion.
Thank you, Trustee Mulholland. I was asking, you're right. I won't ask it that way. Do we have, or Trustee Miller, or Trustee Pagan Miller?
Once again, it's Ray Mulholland.
Left.
Do we have Trustee Pagan Miller on the line?
Left.
Okay. Trustee Tutt.
I almost don't want to end the streak there with the hang-ups, but here I am. I'll make my comments quick. So I'm hearing all the comments about, the timing being off, and I tend to agree with that as well. I have full confidence that if it really came down to it, I think we have some of the best teachers in the world, best staff, and I think if we ask them to do this, despite everything going on, I think they would do it and they could deliver the curriculum. However, that being said, I have some concerns with the fact that, with the timing and the fact that it's just not a huge burden for the teachers, there's also a huge burden for our students and the parents. Right now, we're asking our parents to do a lot in terms of dealing with the adjustment with, you know, things going on at work, the professional lives, you know, at home, you know, with the education system, with their kids. So on top of that, we're asking them to also accept the new curriculum. And the reason why I highlight that is, you know, the learning these days just doesn't stop at school. It tends to continue on at home. And we ask a lot of our parents in the evenings at home to kind of further support the teaching that happens. So I just feel like for them and then also our students as well, now is not the time to introduce a new curriculum. I share some of the enthusiasm with regards to the new curriculum and the math. I think it's great that it's happening, but now is not the time. And I just further support that position. And I just don't think it's fair or right for our students and our parents and our educators asking them to take on yet one other piece despite all the uncertainty going on in their communities and around the world. Thanks.
So much, Trustee Tutt. So with that, I'm going to just say I'm supporting this motion. I see tremendous, I guess, for all the reasons that both Trustee Miller and Trustee Danko highlighted. So with that, we'll move to a vote. If anyone is voting against, please, I guess, I have Trustee Buck voting against and Trustee Mulholland voting against. Is anyone else voting against? Hearing none, the motion passes. So with that, we'll move to adjournment. Trustee Tutt will move to adjourn, and we'll have it seconded by Trustee Galindo. Anyone voting against? Hearing none, thank you, trustees, for another wonderful Monday night.
Left.
Good night.